Today's lesson, 1991 Masterclass, Flip the Old School DNB Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. I'll walk you through a stock device Ableton workflow. Make an ARP, resample it, slice it, flip it into a gritty mid bass, layer a clean sub, and glue everything together with EQ, saturation, ambience, and sidechain so it sits in a smoky warehouse mix. Lesson overview first. We're starting with a bright, detuned arpeggio made with Wavetable or Operator and the Arpeggiator. We'll record that to audio, slice it in Simpler or Drum Rack, reorder the hits into a bass line, add a sine sub and operator, and process the two layers so the mid-range has grit and the bottom end stays clean. What you'll build? A short 1/4 bar arpeggiated jungle phrase. A resampled audio clip of that ARP. A sliced bass instrument from the ARP sample. A two-layered bass. A grungy mid using the resampled ARP, and a clean sustaining sub from operator. Processing to achieve that smoky warehouse character. Filtering, saturation, subtle ambience, and sidechain groove for DNB pocket. Preparations. Set your live tempo to 170 BPM and global quantize to 1 bar. Create a simple set. One MIDI track for the synth ARP, one audio track for resampling, and later tracks for sliced bass and the sub. A. Create the old school jungle ARP 1. On a new MIDI track, load Wavetable, or Operator if you prefer. Pick a bright, slightly detuned saw or a dual osc patch with midrange focus. We'll tame the lows later, so keep the sound lively. 2. Insert the arpeggiator MIDI effect before the synth. Set rate to 1/16 or 1/16T for that choppy, jungle feel. Dial can be up or up/down. Set gate around 30-60% for short, spiky hits. Add 1 octave range for movement. Optionally add a velocity device, or use the arpeggiator's accent to introduce dynamic variation. 3. Program or play a simple 2-4 chord progression, or hold a single long chord. Record a 2-4 bar loop that captures the ARP groove. B. Resample the ARP to audio 4. Create an audio track. Set its input to resampling, or set audio from to the ARP track. Arm the audio track. 5. Record the ARP performance for 2-4 bars. Consolidate the recorded clip with CMD/Ctrl+J so you have one clean sample. Trim start and end to remove silence and normalize gain if needed. C. Prepare the sample for slicing and character 6. Drag the consolidated audio into a new MIDI track, simpler set to slice mode, or right-click and use sliced a new MIDI track to populate a drum rack. In simpler, choose transient or beat detection with a 1/16 setting, so each hit becomes a slice. Alternatively, warp with complex or beats and manually cut if you prefer full control. D. Create the flipped bassline 7. Create a new MIDI clip that triggers different slices and rearrange the ARP hits into a bassline rhythm. Use shorter notes and leave space for the sub. Move the slices into a lower MIDI octave. Use simpler's transpose up to -24 semitones, but be careful of artifacts. 8. Tweak simpler. Add a low-pass filter 12 or 24 dB with cutoff around 150-800 Hz depending on brightness. Set the amp envelope with a short attack 0-10 ms, medium decay 80-250 ms, and low sustain for punch. If available, add a touch of unison or detune. Otherwise, rely on saturation for width. E. Layer a clean sub with operator 9. Add a MIDI track with operator. Use a sine on oscillator A, set octave to -2 or -3. Minimal attack and a release that keeps the sub smooth. Play or copy the bassline MIDI but strip it to root notes only. Long sustained notes under the mid-bass hits. 10. If you want octave reinforcement, add a simple MIDI chord effect or duplicate and transpose a layer an octave below. F. Processing and gluing the parts 11. EQ and carve space on a mid-bass channel high pass below roughly 80-100 Hz so the sub breathes. Gulp the mids around 200-800 Hz to bring out character. On the operator sub, low pass or leave clean and boost narrowly around 60-90 Hz if you need more weight. 12. Add distortion and grit. A saturator with small drive and analog clip or soft sine works well. Add redux sparingly for lo-fi grain, less is more. 13. Add ambience. Put echo on the mid bass at low wet 10-25% with short delay times. Send a tiny amount 3-8% to a reverb return with a dark, short room or plate setting and short pre-delay. Keep reverb subtle so the bass stays tight. 14. Compression and sidechain. Group the mid bass and sub into a bass group and add glue compressor. Sidechain the compressor to the kick. Try a 3:1 ratio, attack 110 ms, release 50-100 ms to get a DNB pump while keeping the sub audible between kicks. 15. Stereo and mono management. Mono the sub with utility width 0% for everything below tilde 120Hz. Keep the mid bass slightly wider but restrained. Use subtle stereo widening only if needed. G. Final movement and automation 16. Automate filter cutoff on the mid bass to add evolving character, slow or rhythmic move sync to bars. 17. Add small pitch movement. Automate simpler transpose by plus or minus 1 or 2 semitones for momentary flavor. 18. Add groove. Try dragging an old-school swing or breakbeat groove from the groove pool onto your bass MIDI and reduce timing strength until it feels natural. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over-filter the mid-bass and kill its character. Mids make the ARP recognizable. Always high-pass the mid layer and mono the sub to avoid conflict. Avoid too much reverb on bass layers. That creates mud. Transposing slices far down can turn them metallic. If that happens, re-record lower or use warp modes. Mind your transient shaping. Too little attack buries the bass. Too much can clip. Pro tips and practical notes: record multiple resamples with different arpeggiator settings and wave-eatable positions. Label the best takes and build a sample bank. Use slice to new MIDI track for fast drum rack creation. It saves time. If pitch down slices go metallic, try re-recording the ARP at lower pitch. Use simpler warp modes, or use sampler for bare pitch handling. Use a parallel heavily distorted duplicate for grit and blend it under the clean mid layer. Reverse a slice as a ghost fill or place it slightly before a hit for classic jungle motion. Keep subs mono and high-passed mid bass around 80-120Hz. Use narrow boosts for the sub sweet spot rather than wide boosts. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes minus 0.5 min. Make a 1-bar ARP with wave-eatable plus arpeggiator at 1/16 and record 2 bars, 5-10 min. Resample and consolidate the clip, 10-15 min. Drag into simpler slice, map slices, and create a 2-bar bass pattern by reordering hits and transposing down, 15-20 min. Add operator sub on the root notes, EQ both parts with a 100Hz HP on mid bass, and add saturator to the mid, 20-30 min. Add sidechain compression to the bass group. Automate a small 2-bar filter sweep, and send a tiny amount to reverb. Recap: you've learned how to build a flipped old-school DNB ARP into a smoky warehouse bass line using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Create the ARP with wave-eatable or operator and arpeggiator, resample, slice in simpler or drum rack, reorder hits into a mid-bass, layer a clean operator sub, and glue everything together with EQ, saturator, echo/reverb and sidechain compression. The smoky warehouse vibe comes from tasteful grit, subtle ambience, and a clean split between sub and mid bass. Now go flip an ARP and get that 1991 warehouse rumble.